B-Pod Studios.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Got a lot to get to. Got a lot of information to give you. But you know what? Rob Show was kind of on the same wavelength as I was when I was getting stuff ready for the show. Has anybody seen the video that is on NBC2 of that car in Golden Gate with the teens? They think they might have been racing in Golden Gate, and somebody's camera at their house caught the car flipping out. Look.
What the?
Yeah.
Well, how did that even happen?
Can we?
It looks like it was dropped from a crane.
Get to the beginning of her talking, and I'll run the report. This is from NBC2, and I saw this, and I'm going, what the hell?
I don't even understand the physics involved.
Let's roll them.
NBC2.
All right, sticking in Golden Gate, check out this unbelievable and scary video that captures the moment an SUV goes airborne. Katiza McCullough sent NBC2 this wild video. She says this happened on 4th Avenue Northeast, just north of Golden Gate Boulevard and east of Everglades Boulevard on Sunday night. McCullough thinks that these two cars were racing before the one off the road there went flying. As you see, it flipped and came to a tumbling rest. A teen was driving that car with another teen inside. Both of them are injured. NBC2.
My God.
That is, and again, this is, everybody's got their little cameras and stuff at their house now, their rings and their video doorbells and all that. And right there, you capture someone becoming airborne.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how they did that.
Well, he appears to hit something by the mailboxes. I don't know if there's...
No, I'm saying I see there's a little ditch there. Yeah, I don't see how he got that high.
That could be... That's like a drainage canal there or something. Right down in...
And I would think with the front end of an SUV that he'd be more likely to, you know, plow into the dirt than go up.
I don't know. I'm wondering if it's a little lighter.
I don't know.
But that... Look. And, of course, the other car right with him, buzzing right by. Come on.
You know,
Haney and I used to go back in the day.
We were jerks, okay.
And we were complete jerks. But that's, I wouldn't race down a road like that. But don't do it.
I thought you were going to.
Especially in your parents' SUV.
I thought you were going to bring up something different.
What?
The Carney.
Oh, I got that for the local beat. I got the story. I got everything with it with the Carney. That's and there's video to go with that too. But I got it in Stan's local beat today. That's a real beauty. That's a real beauty.
What I thought was the real fun of NBC2's report is, you know, if you want to do TV news, you've got to be young and fresh-faced and a sharp dresser. And they honestly seem surprised that the Carney staffing company didn't return their call.
Shocking. By the way, somebody just texted us on the Absolute Law text line. Stan, that's a stopped concrete culvert driveway. And it has to have that concrete on it to keep it from being the sharp, from being the sharp and back method rather than the vehicle flying over it. They fly into it and come off, and they are supposed to come to a complete stop. No, that didn't happen. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the first time I saw that video, Rob had it right at a certain point, and it looked like it was being dropped out of the air by a crane.
Well, look at it right there. That's where it's frozen. It looks like it's falling from the sky.
Yeah. And that's way up there, man.
That is... He is being launched.
I mean, he's up well beyond where the top of a basketball goal would be.
Yeah, the top part of his car. That's up there a good 15 feet. I hope he's okay. I mean, you don't want to see kids doing that. I mean, they don't know. Did the airbags deploy? I don't know if it would matter. Jeez.
Good God.
Yeah. Today.
You know, we were jerks.
We were.
And I'll be the first to admit there was a lot of luck.
But, tremendous, you know, amount.
There was also some skill involved.
Don't get me wrong. Haney and I, in our teens, were good drivers. And in those days...
We thought we were Hal Needham, though.
Yep. In those days, there weren't shoulder straps, and there wasn't airbags.
You went where the car went.
We're so damn effing lucky.
Yep.
Because we were totally nuts. And I think in a teenager, especially a guy, because girls don't have this, I don't think so, unless they're, you know, thrill seekers.
No.
But in a guy, you don't have, at that age, the sense of fatality.
Yeah, you're missing the governor.
You're missing, yes. And you, at some point in your life, you come to, it is governored. And then you realize, holy smokes, I should have had this governor on this brain a long time ago. Because there was no, when I was 16, 17, there was no buffer. You would go and as fast as you could and as long as you could.
No, you were a big bull and it was your pasture. And then, you know, eventually, as the years go on, you start to realize, oh, well, the idea is to get safely from point A to point B. It's not to run around town like I'm Steve McQueen on two wheels.
Yeah, and seatbelts? Come on.
What are you, a pussy?
Jeez. We're Stan and Haney.
Take that off in my car.
96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. In about 1 hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us. He's a lawyer. Today, because he will be on the phone, text your questions into the studio, and we will ask Mike, instead of calling in again today, since Mike is not in the studio, text your questions, 239-277-9600 on the Absolute Law text line. We will get your questions for him in about an hour. We will ask him. He's a lawyer. And if you have family issues, family law, divorce, child support, alimony, all that, visitation with the kids, you have criminal, DUI, veterans issues, this is your opportunity to talk to an attorney.
And I'm going to find out if we can sue that lab in Wuhan, China.
Yeah. Just text 239-277-9600, and we'll get your questions for Mike Chinopoulos when he comes on in about 1 hour. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, a chance to win some nice prizes. But right now, it's grab bag time. Stan's audio grab bag.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. No prizes. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41, North Naples. You know what? Haney and I know this because we worked in radio when there were no such thing as cell phones.
That is true.
Today is Landline Telephone Day. And they even explain it here in the little note that I got. Today is Landline Telephone Day. On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first ever telephone call. This is a day to celebrate your landlines. Now, if you still have one, lucky you, they work when the power goes out, so you still have communication. They never need to be charged. And the connection is crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
The advantages of a landline. Let's celebrate.
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone man.
Back before there were cell phones, there was something called a phone. We now know it as a landline phone.
Hello,
operator. Could you help me place this call?
Get on the phone.
Make a phone call, right?
Hanging on the telephone.
All you have to do is you pick up the phone.
Don't call us.
Got us a landline telephone?
You gotta make a phone call.
Give me a cheer if you're under 30 and own a landline telephone. Three people. There we go.
Landlines for radio were great.
And landlines, when you were a certain age, like, I want to say 12, 13, and my voice dropped when I was about 12, and I was not aware of it, because it's your voice.
Yeah.
I didn't go through some sort of Peter Brady thing where I was squeaking. It's just... evidently, my voice dropped and I didn't know. And so a voice very similar to this one as far as the depth of it. Hi. Can I speak to your daughter, please? Who the F is this?
Yep.
But there was another thing. And it's kind of like the Rod Stewart thing, where nobody, this was never written down. Nobody ever told you about it. But you figured it out somehow. And I'm thinking about it now, about how in the world did I even work that out? That, I don't know if it was a specific time and they were doing maintenance, but you take the phone off the hook, and you know you got the buttons that you press down to get the tone.
Yeah.
If you tap those in a certain way, you would end up with crossed wires.
In certain towns.
And kids became aware of this to the point that half of our junior high school, you could just tap, and half the kids would be on the phone.
Because it used to be like the linemen that would work on the telephone lines. They would have the carry-around thing, and they would able to, the tones would go and allow them to access certain things. And that's how it was done in some towns.
And I still don't understand how or why it happened. But there was a period of probably about 3 months where nobody ever had to call anybody. You just picked up the phone and tapped a few times and see who's on there.
See, when I was a teenager, 13, 14, we used to do the radio, fake radio call-in winner. I'd get the phone book, me and my buddies, and we'd see Mike Thompson. There's the number. It's a local number. Dial the phone up and... hello, is this the Thompson residence? Well, yes, it is. Is this Mike Thompson? Sure is. Mike, you're on W whatever it is. Do you know this hour's count and the amount for $1,000? Oh, my God. And we'd naturally have him be the winner. And then I'd pass him over to my buddy. Let me go and send you over to a gentleman that'll tell you how to get your $1,000. And we do that. That was always great fun. Or because there was no caller ID, call a teacher's number that was listed in the book at about 3 in the morning.
Oh, you know, it's all we had.
Yeah, and
so
it was fun.
It was a lot of fun, and it actually became quite lucrative for me when kids wanted to skip school.
Call the principal's office.
I'd call the principal's office, and I'd go, yes, Mr. Green, this is Jeanette's father. She won't be in today. She has a medical appointment. Oh, that's no problem at all, sir.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I don't know if she'll be in tomorrow, but I'll call you then if we have any trouble. Thank you, sir. I actually made some money doing that.
Sure. In England, there is a senior citizen rap duo. Their names are Pete and Bass. And they recently did a video. These are old guys. They recently did a video called Window Frame. And it is racking up hits on YouTube with these old English rappers.
And a mic went down for a long when a young man never said names. I got big toes and I got big cars and I got big chains.
These are old guys.
One on each finger, hands on a weird little range. You don't want to come round here, get put for the window frame. Get put for the window, then I come kick angels. I love my watch, but hold on, mate, I still want yours. You see these hands, you see this face, you know my name. You don't wanna come round here, get put for the window frame. I don't wanna hear another word from your mouth, and I came to collect this paper. Made so many bets on the iPhone, I used up all of my 4G data. Out with a wife in spoons, and I just put a fork in the mouth for you later. I'm the new Charlie Slater.
Wow, I love it. I had heard that last week that Genesis was getting back together, and they've never sounded better.
Rob, if you can find out what city this is in, I've tried to look because the video I saw was posted like on Instagram. It was the Burger King that was burning down and the woman demanding her money back as the whole place was going up in flames.
Well, priorities.
A woman at a drive-thru of a Burger King demanded a refund while the entire building was burning. People were shouting at her to leave. She did finally pull a few feet away from the burning building. But then she got out of her car and came back trying to get a refund, even though the place was completely engulfed. Priorities. She wanted her money.
Hey! Hey, guys!
Girl, you can get your money back! You better move on there!
Move! Move! It's on fire! I don't give a f***! I took the move! Now give me my money is what I'm asking for! Y'all was just laughing in there! Now you want to come out here and act serious?
Shut up!
Where was that, Rob? I'm
looking right now.
I can't find it.
Ohio.
Is it Ohio?
I'd bet on it.
Yeah, well, that's a good bet. Recognize that temper anywhere, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What else do I get? Oh.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Remember, we were talking about the lady in Italy and the family making everything.
Mama.
You know, and the family don't care if she's sick or got corona. We want her back home in her assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm.
This is another example of people who may be sick or there are directions to avoid getting sick and they don't care. A family in Missouri was under quarantine after their daughter contacted the coronavirus. So the daughter had the virus. They put the house under quarantine because they'd all been exposed to her. This is in Missouri. But that didn't stop her sister and father from leaving quarantine so that they could attend the father-daughter dance at the Ritz-Carlton. Here is St. Louis County Executive Sam Page talking about these people. One daughter has the corona. You're in quarantine. Don't leave, but they go to the father-daughter dance.
The patient has contacted our coronavirus hotline on Thursday, March 5th. And on that same day, the county health department instructed the patient and her family to self-quarantine at their home in Ladue. The way the family has reacted to this situation is really a tale of two reactions, and a study of how people should and should not react to the coronavirus. And as a result, the county health directors informed him today that he must remain in his home, or they will issue a formal quarantine that will require him and the rest of his family to stay in their home by the force of law.
Yeah, but he went to the dance.
Here's the biggest problem with your corona. Because the incubation period is so long,
mm-hmm.
people think there's nothing wrong with me. They don't think they're spreading it
because right.
they feel fine. But that's part of it.
She tested positive, too. All right.
No, but I'm saying that's
I know
that's
exactly
the,
what you're saying.
That's the only way I can see that happening. Your sister might be sick, but we're fine. Come on, we're
Let's
not going to spoil your day.
There, and we played this several weeks ago, one of her reports. Let's give you a little example. Because she's getting this stuff out via TikTok. A 21-year-old English teacher who has been quarantined in Wuhan has been posting TikTok videos for her family and everyone so that they can see she's okay, and she's giving updates where Wuhan and China aren't giving you complete updates. She's living there and will put up these TikTok videos about what is going on in Wuhan right now. And it's not good. Here she is. She's a 21-year-old English teacher. Day number 26 of being on lockdown in Wuhan. Here she is.
Hi guys, it's me, Megan Monroe. Welcome to day 26 of the Wuhan quarantine. I went out today to go grocery shopping, but I didn't make it very far because the front door of my apartment is padlocked shut, and the little gate on the other side of the apartment was wired shut. So I'm stuck inside. I can still order delivery food, so hopefully that works out. But yeah, this is crazy. Hang tight.
She's 21?
Yeah.
Why does she look like my mom? She's like dressed like my mom.
Probably hasn't had time to do laundry.
Look at that haircut and what she's wearing. She doesn't look 21.
She's 21.
Maybe she's just trying to do one of those things where she'll look old early, so later on nobody will notice that she ages.
Padlocked into her apartment.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm sorry, I was just so drawn in by her hairstyle.
And the gate to the apartment wired shut.
I saw a couple of guys, because remember, in China, the government is doing everything they can to keep you quiet. And I saw a couple of guys who went about getting the word out past the censors in a brilliant way. Two guys are sitting in a fairly nondescript hotel room, except it has like a Chinese picture on the wall, a Chinese blanket on the bed. And the two of them are sitting in front of the microphone on the laptop, and they go, "As you can tell, we're not in China anymore. We're taking a bike trip around Mexico." And both of them on cue pull up a big can of Corona beer. "Where else could we be but Mexico as we tell you what's really going on in China?" "That's right, Bob. We certainly couldn't be drinking Corona beer in China, so we must be in Mexico." I thought you would appreciate that.
I do appreciate that.
Because it sounds like something we would do.
Of course. We told you yesterday the great actor Max von Sydow passed away at the age of 90.
You know, if he could have lived another 10 healthy years, the parts he could have gotten, because he got better as he aged.
Yes, he did. Just take a look at some of the stuff that he was in. Played the priest in The Exorcist, plus Ming, the Merciless, in Flash Gordon. Played the Three-Eye Raven in Game of Thrones. He also played Jesus Christ in The Greatest Story Ever Told, and appeared in David Lynch's Dune, Hannah and Her Sisters, Awakenings, Minority Report, Shutter Island. Here's
Star Wars?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
Here's a little montage with him. Clips from The Exorcist, The Simpsons, Conan the Barbarian, Game of Thrones, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Flash Gordon. This guy was great.
"The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you."
"I painted it. Me, Klaus Ziegler."
"Who?"
"Why, Rexxar himself has come before me. Threatened me. The king. What daring. What outrageousness. What insolence. What arrogance. I salute you."
"The time has come."
"I know where you come from. Before you called yourself Kylo Ren."
"The map to Skywalker. We know you found it. And now you're going to give it to the First Order."
"The First Order rose from the dark side. You did not."
"You pitiful fool. My life is not for any earthling to give or take."
Here is my favorite Max von Sydow scene. And it was from 3 Days of the Condor. And he is an assassin in that movie. And he's telling Robert Redford that he is going to be assassinated. So the two of them finally meet. His contract is up on Robert Redford. It's been going to somebody else. And so Max von Sydow, who's playing the assassin, tells Robert Redford, just to be aware, how you're going to be assassinated and how it'll happen, from 3 Days of the Condor, 1975.
I'd like to go back to New York.
You have not much future there. It would happen this way. You may be walking. Maybe the first sunny day of the spring. And a car will slow beside you. And a door will open. And someone you know, maybe even trust, will get out of the car. And he will smile. A becoming smile. But he will leave open the door of the car and offer to give you a lift.
That person in the movie was Cliff Robertson, and Robert Redford knew it and didn't fall for it, thanks to Max von Sydow. Great scene. Great scene. There.
Sunny day. Perhaps the first day of spring.
Yep. We're going to take a break. The local beat is next. We'll also take your phone calls if you would like to text Mike Chiannopoulos. He will be via phone today, and we will take your texts and relay them to Mike for an answer. He's a lawyer. 239-277-9600.
You know, I'm looking at that. Great scene and all that.
Yep.
But I just can't help thinking, that guy is an okay actor, but the way that he aged gave him such gravitas.
Absolutely. It got better as he got older.
Which is that's a fortunate thing.
Yep. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 30 minutes from now, Mike Chiannopoulos. He will be via phone today, so if you have a question for Mike, text your question to Mike Chiannopoulos. 239-277-9600. It makes it a lot easier than having a three-way call, and he can hear clearly your question. So 239-277-9600. Before I get to the local beat,
I've got a radio surprise for you.
You got a radio surprise for me?
Yes.
All right, can I just say this, and then
go
I
ahead.
Want the radio surprise. Because
you were nice enough to give me a radio surprise.
And that's still in the works. I was going through my photographs and...
That's amazing.
Yeah, things...
We're on the same wavelength.
Really. And various photographs, and I... asked Rob and Marvin in digital to post it on the K-Rock platforms. Back in January 1993, matter of fact, about 2 months before Mark Haney moved his family to Fort Myers, we had a Super Bowl party here at the radio station. Our good buddy, Buddy Taylor, came down, was cooking up a storm, and we had listeners come here to K-Rock for a little barbecue and party. And a group picture was taken at the time, and we're all flipping everybody, the cameraman off. I found it, and I posted it with the question, "Are you in this picture?" Because this is from 27, 28 years ago, and I recognize a few people in the picture. I know that that's our old news girl, and Harry the Bulgarian is in the picture, and yeah. Buddy Taylor is in the picture, and our old partner Joe is in the picture, but I don't know anybody else, because they were listeners at the time in 1993, and I know we've had listeners that have stuck with us through decades. This was only like the second year we were at K-Rock, and everybody came down, and we had a group
picture. Buddy Taylor looks like just a boy.
Yeah, we had a group picture taken. If you're in that picture, let us know. It's on the Stan and Haney Facebook page. It's on the K-Rock Facebook page. It's on the Stan and Haney Instagram page. And a few other places. K-Rock Facebook. Take a look at the picture. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you remember those days before insurance and lawsuits were a thing to worry about.
When a blind eye was turned.
Yes. And yes, it's true. If you recognize yourself, most of the guys in the picture have mullets. And if you recognize yourself from 28 years ago, let us know. Identify yourself. Because there might be people there that are still listening to us. Or somebody that you know and has moved away. And, hey, wait a second, that's my buddy, Steve. Let us know. You can check all of our platforms. It's posted on there. That was from January 1993 for the Super Bowl game between the Cowboys and the Bills.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
You ready for your radio surprise?
Oh, yeah. What's my radio surprise?
Well, it's amazing that photographs and memories were on your mind. And I don't want to brag, but it was a lot of hard work.
What?
I have a friend who's pretty good with video.
Yeah.
And with my input and assistance, I guess you could say I was a director of sorts. But I put together a brief 80s style training montage of our life.
Oh, okay.
Take a look, Stan.
Sure.
You can tell the listener what you're seeing. Remember the whitewater rafting trip?
Oh, please. I nearly died.
There's you during one of your fits. You're not impressed? I know some of these you haven't seen in a while.
No, I haven't.
Who's that girl?
Hey. Yeah, you always selected the right stuff there, Haney.
Oh, look, there's you and me downtown with those two chicks that we decided not to bang. Oh, yeah, we're into when you live downtown. See, there's the fishing pole pulling up drugs past your window.
Here, you stop the film.
What?
A lot of that stuff I don't want to remember.
Well, I thought when you put it to music like that and an 80s style training montage. Come on, just a little more.
Oh, please.
I think the music really sells it.
I don't want to watch any more of this.
So there's... I'm assuming that means no internet then.
No, don't post that. Don't, please, don't post it.
Well, I wanted you to see the grand finale. Because you... thought that negative was gone, but yeah, all right.
Thank you. Thank you. No. Thank you, no. I know you put a lot of effort into that.
I got all inspired after that meeting. And
had to call in a lot of favors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without your permission, I don't think
I'm not giving it. let's do.
Do you
what?
At least appreciate the sentiment.
I appreciate the sentiment. I it's almost a little backhanded sentiment, but I appreciate
no. I mean
it.
These are
yeah. It's the.
It's the only pictures we have. Like it or not, that's our life.
Let's local.
We don't get a redo.
Just you can keep it, but don't post it.
Right.
And I don't want a copy of it.
You sure?
I'm positive. Thank you, though.
But I can keep a copy. Sure. I don't have to destroy it.
No, you don't have to. A lot of work went into that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Can I ever show it to anyone?
No, you can't.
No one.
Nope.
Not even Rob.
Especially Rob. He didn't need to know that.
Well, he's got enough in his closet.
Yes, he does. Also, I think Rob, with our local beat today, has the audio cleaned up of what I'm about to tell you in the local
just
beat.
Just completely ridiculous.
And you know what? Haney and I know a lot about carnies.
Yeah.
And this is nothing that should be... Nothing that should surprise you. And it was all caught on video.
You know, people go to the carnival and they got their kids and all that. And they're going on the rides. And they don't give a second thought to the people that it takes to make that happen.
Correct.
And the people willing to take on that particular lifestyle.
Yep. And it's a lifestyle. Dateline Lee County, this is from NBC2.
And the way they covered that story was just adorable. They were so shocked.
Yeah. Well, naive.
Yeah.
A man attending the Lee County Fair attacked a ride operator after the ride operator called him a racial slur. A gentleman recorded the altercation Sunday afternoon just before 5:30 p.m.
There's kids everywhere.
According to the person that shot the video, the fair operator called the man's wife a bitch. So the man walked up to the fair operator, asked him to come off the ride platform and come see him. Moments later in the video, you can hear the ride operator call the man a racial slur.
I didn't hear that. All I heard was a beep.
Yeah, because it's been edited.
I never heard a racial slur.
I'm not going to play a racial slur.
Well, how do I know if he said it or not?
Let's take it away. You can find the unedited one. He did. The man then pulled the operator and tried to drag him off the platform rails. And he grabs him hard.
I was impressed that the guy was able to maintain his presence on the platform.
Yeah. In the video, you can see the man grab the operator's neck, trying to pull him down. During the entire recording, you can hear several children crying and parents unsure what to do. Right after the attack, everyone runs off the ride. The ride operator works for Reithofer Shows.
Yeah, it's really amazing when everybody like goes into full panic mode.
It's a private company that Lee County, the fair, hires. Southwest Florida and Lee County Fair Board Director President Mike Peek was asked if he had the operator's name. He said...
Are you effing kidding me?
He does not have that information.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
He's a carny.
Yep. Let's play that video. How long is the video, Rob? It's like a hopefully we can hear it well.
Well, I think all you hear is the pandemonium.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, let's roll it.
And if you want, after I play it, I have the isolated version of it that I can play.
Oh,
audio.
Oh yeah,
for you.
Unbeeped.
Nope. I Stop. Do have beeped and
no,
unbeeped.
No
but,
beeped.
Okay, beeped.
Okay.
Jeez, Haney.
Because I don't know that he said anything.
Roll them. Hold on. I had the wrong one. Hold on. Roll them.
So the kids are getting off a ride now.
Yeah. Now the ride operator is still up there.
He's just standing there.
Relax. Relax.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, right there.
Relax.
Oh,
my God.
Oh!
And now the ride, right, he's directing people off the ride.
He's directing them right off the ride. Keep it coming, kids. Keep it going, right? Maintain order.
It takes so little to cause a scene.
Yes. Yes, it does. Now, Haney and I have dealt with carnies. Now, I'm not saying this one in particular. We just know because we tried to get a couple of people that used to be associated with this show to see if they couldn't join up.
And they could have.
And they could have.
But it ain't like Toby Tyler running off to join the circus.
No, it is not. It is a... How best to describe it? Well, you get a pair of jeans... They give you a pair
like
of jeans.
Dickies.
Yeah, that you got to pay for. But they'll get the. I think they give you one pair and you got to pay for the rest. Breakfast is served every morning.
Well, I think
behind the
jeans are almost considered like a draw where you pay them off over time.
Yeah, they sleep in the trucks, the flatbed trucks and the tractor trailer trucks. And it's a community within a community. Mm-hmm. They don't have a home. Their home is the back of the tractor trailer, and they go from one city to the next. And
their ride is their territory.
And their ride is, you darn right it is. You're assigned your ride, and that's your baby. And it is, people that want to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
People
that would like to have a job, but not really have to worry about the rest of polite society.
Yes. Maybe the pressures and the stresses of everyday life in town have gotten to them and they want to leave.
Let's say maybe you've reached the point in your life where you've had enough of jail.
Yes.
But you still want three hots and a cot.
Yes. You go and join the fair.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that do it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of jobs, they frown on excessive alcohol consumption in this particular job. If you can handle yourself,
yep,
nobody's going to say anything.
And it's a lot of turnaround, and you may jump onto the fair train in, say, Lee County, but then you're dropping off of it in Midland, Texas.
Or Augusta.
Mike Chinopoulos is next. He's going to be on the phone today.
But you know what? Even if you do that, as long as you haven't burned anybody,
right,
you could catch up with them in Abilene and have your job back.
And justice is served within.
Internally.
Yep.
Yeah, that's handled in-house.
Yes, sir. Mike Chinopoulos is next. Text us your question for Mike, 239-277-9600. We'll be back right after this. We're Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Yep.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, an hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. Also want to let you know, 96 K-Rock presents the Bonita Blues Festival. It's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Riverside Park in Bonita Springs. A full lineup, 2 days worth of blues. Some great bands. If you want ticket information, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app, and you can listen. You'll have tickets all this week. He is on the phone with us today. He is Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, and he joins us. Mike, welcome.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, I was going through archives, and I had a look twice because I was looking the first time that you became part of the Stan and Haney show, and Absolute Law became such a important thing to us. 2010. It's been 10 years,
10 years.
That
you
you've been part of the Stan and Haney Show, and we're so glad.
Glad to do it, guys. It's been an easy 10 years.
Yeah, it went by fast, didn't it?
My goodness, it did.
Seems like yesterday.
It does.
Tuesdays are always my favorite day because I get to come and talk to the audience.
So, Mike, it's on everybody's mind. Anything going on around the courthouse with regard to the virus?
No, I haven't heard anything. But unfortunately, guys, my dad's been really ill, and I've been home with him. So I've been kind of out of the loop.
Absolutely.
I haven't heard much.
Yeah, and that's first and foremost.
Yeah,
Mike, let's go to the Absolute Law text line.
And God bless you. Yeah. You know, people don't really know what you're going through, but you're a good man,
and
Mike.
And you know our prayers are with you, buddy.
I do. Thank you, guys.
Absolute Law text line, if you want to ask Mike a question, 239-277-9600. Let's start off with this one, Mike. A woman has texted us and said, "Hi, Mike. My question is about if there's a time limit on suing a doctor. In 2016, a doctor told us my husband, at 67 years of age, was too old for a heart transplant. A year later, the doctors from the same practice wanted to put him on the transplant list, but unfortunately, he passed away before we could get him on the list."
Oh, boy.
Just wondering if there is anything that could be done. Thank you, Mike. So, same doctor's group said 67,
right,
too old. They waited another year. Oh, yeah, he can be put on the list, but he died.
Right. And so, you know, from a legal standpoint, yes, there is a limitations. It's short. It's only 2 years, but there are some exceptions. So what you need to do is you need to go and make an appointment to see me or another lawyer. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll give you a pre-consultation. We'll sit down and talk about it. Bring me the medical records, and I'll tell you if I think there's anything there or not, or if the limitations can be dealt with. If you don't do that, please go and see another lawyer immediately, because if you have any rights, they may be bleeding away right now. So if you still have some, you got to go save them immediately.
Yeah, because you're looking at 2016. That's already 4 years.
Right.
And that's
good math, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of myself for knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to usually go and cipher or use a calculator.
Me, I'd have to study. I can wear all my shoes about to do that math.
But I think we're all better than Brian Williams at it.
Yep. The thing you know as well as I do, Mike, doctors carry so much malpractice insurance because they are often sued.
Right. I'll tell you, though, there are a lot of doctors, in my opinion, who are wrongfully sued. Just because a procedure doesn't yield the desired results doesn't mean somebody was negligent.
Right.
Now, there are times when doctors are negligent. They're like everybody else. They're human. They're fallible. But I think they get sued a lot more times than they're actually negligent, in my opinion.
From the Absolute Law text line, if you want to text Mike, 239-277-9600. This one, Mike, I moved from Chicago. The ex lives in Michigan. In 2014, I had a support adjusted because she gave up one of my kids, and she gave the child up to me. She claimed she never received a letter about it, so the courts cleared her of the department. Without contacting me a couple of weeks ago, they had a court date set with me without my knowledge and ruled against me. Is there anything I can do to fix this? So they had a court date and he didn't even know about it.
Right. And so, yes, you're talking about basic constitutional due process, things like notice and the opportunity to appear and, you know, those basic constitutional rights. The question becomes, did that happen in Florida? Because I heard Illinois and I heard Michigan, but I didn't hear anything about Florida. So wherever that court made that ruling is where you need to find a lawyer.
Okay, yeah, and you've said that before. I mean, each state has different laws pertaining to that stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
From the Absolute Law text line. Mike, my final judgment for a dissolution of marriage was 9 years ago. I am trying to retrieve my personal property that my ex-husband took when we moved out of the marital home. He's refusing to respond to my attorney's letters to demand the property. Is there any legal action I can take to have my items returned? At this point, there is something I can do legally to pursue something from a judgment 9 years ago?
Well, I'd want to see the judgment, so you could certainly call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, or you can just call the office, 239-ASK-MIKE, and ask them where to email it. You can email that judgment. Let me take a look at it. It's possible that, you know, he still could be in contempt, and so it's possible there's relief there. It's also possible there's a civil remedy where you could just file a lawsuit, not anything to do with the divorce, just file a lawsuit for your property in small claims or whatever. The question becomes, how much is the property worth? He's not responding to your lawyer's letters. Why? Because he probably doesn't have the property. He sold it. He got rid of it. Whatever. Okay. And now he's saying, well, there's nothing you can do to me. Well, typically, your lawyer's not going to run out and sue because it's going to cost you $5,000 to sue over $2,000 worth of stuff. So it doesn't make sense. And the ex-husband probably knows that, too. And he's probably saying, she's not going to spend $5,000 suing me for $1,500 or $2,000 worth of stuff. I'm just going to ignore her. So that's probably what's going on.
You know, talking about divorce, ex-wives, ex-husbands, you know, we do not get into a lot of gossip on this program. Having said that, did you see where there was a sign put up in Fort Myers that advised that the woman who lived in the home was a lying whore?
Go!
Blankety blank is a lying whore, pointing to the house, and the neighbors say they suspect that it was a former Lee County judge that placed it there.
Oh,
I haven't heard anything about that.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Text it to me, Stan.
I have a feeling your phone lines will be burning up.
Yeah, he's got it hanging right from a tree. And I mean, it's not hammered to the tree. He's got a 2x4, and then he's hanging the sign off the 2x4, almost like it's one of those things that you'd hang where you're greeting somebody to come to your home.
And so they send the little NBC2 girl around, and she's talking to neighbors, and every one of them goes, oh, yeah, he's a retired judge, former Lee County judge.
Wow.
Can you do, now, whether judge or not, Mike, can you do something like that? Say there's somebody in the neighborhood you don't like and you hang a sign out there. You can't do that, even if you're a judge or not.
I think that's pushing the envelope of what the First Amendment means by free speech.
Yeah.
However, it's not hate speech. It's because it's not intended to harm. It's not picked for a specific race or gender or sexual preference. So it's not hate speech. Is it free speech? Maybe. It's not violent. It doesn't encourage violence. It's an expressive of an opinion. I don't know, guys. That's a close call.
Is it germane to the situation whether the woman is a lying whore or not?
Absolutely. And that's where I was going to go next, which is, well, she can sue him for defamation. But
right.
Remember that truth is an affirmative defense. In other words, if I say you're a lying whore and you sue me, and I can prove you're a lying whore, I'm not guilty, lady.
Rob, will you text that to his number and let him see that? Maybe he'll even get it before we're off the,
the
air with him.
I figured you could use a little levity today, Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
That is, I mean, it is on complete display in the neighborhood.
Yep. You know, basically the lawsuit goes like this. Judge, he called me a lying whore. He says, yep, and it's true, so it's okay.
All right, leave the sign there. Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, Mike. My name is Andrew. I'm from Bonita. A year ago this month, I purchased a house that is being built, or that was built in 1989. Recently, I find out I have a few issues in the house, and one is mold.
Oh.
Called the insurance company. They couldn't help us. Should I go after the inspector as errors and omissions when before I bought the house? Because it has to pass inspection, and it was built in 1989. Apparently it was cleared. He occupies it and finds out there's mold in the house.
Yeah, the whoever did the inspection absolutely should be bonded or insured. But you're going to have to make sure that, you know, there's reason to believe the mold was there when he inspected it or she inspected it. I mean, a year's gone by. It doesn't take more than a week or two for mold to form. So just because it's there a year later doesn't mean it was there when it was inspected. And so you're going to have to find evidence, like actual evidence, not an opinion. Evidence that mold grows at a certain rate. All right, you're going to be able to back it up, and they're going to be able to show ground zero. If it wasn't there when he was inspecting, you got nothing for him.
So that can very well be the case when the inspectors go in. And I know I've bought two homes in my life, and it has to pass inspection. Well, but a year goes by.
Maybe somebody suppressed it long enough to get past the inspection.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. You can go in and clean up mold with bleach and whatever, and then, you know, if the problem creating the mold, i.e. a leak or a drippy ceiling or whatever, wasn't fixed, then, yeah, it's going to come right back. So, you know, yeah, I mean, you can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll certainly give you a free telephone consultation, and I'll tell you if I think you have anything or not. And I would also recommend that you talk to other lawyers, too, besides me, because, you know, sometimes lawyers, see something another one doesn't or whatever.
I would go and see, because obviously if a year has gone by, to get a mold out of a house, whether it passed inspection or not, to go and get mold taken out of a house can be a very expensive ordeal, especially where the mold is.
Depending on the house, it could cost more than the house is worth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. When you get something deep and rotten, you remember what we went through with that damn Chinese drywall.
Yeah.
Well, just think about it, though. If it takes, say, $80 a foot to build construction, you're at $160 a foot right there, because first thing you got to do is tear it out, fix it, then put it back together. So, of course, repairing damage like that could cost more than a house is worth in some cases.
I don't know if you know this, but I know listening back over 10 years worth of stuff, because I was going through a lot of our segments, and you talk about if you're buying a home, say, in 2020, I'm buying a home and I found something hypothetically beautiful on McGregor Boulevard. It was a home that was built in the 1960s. If somebody is selling a home today that was built, say, 40 years ago or 50 years ago, when that goes in for inspection, do they have to have up-to-date specs for 2020, say wind and roof and shingles and all of that? Or is it grandfathered because it's an older house? It might not have all of the hurricane stuff that you need, say.
Correct. It's a grandfather situation. But let's say there's a water leak, and as a result, they have to pull out the gas stove. Well, now when they put it back, they have to put it back to standard. So it's just, as long as it's working according to the code standards that were in place when it was built, fine, it's working. But when it's not working and you need to change it out, you have to upgrade to the latest standards.
Okay. So if you go and want to go and upgrade it, it has to be to 2020 standards.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And so that's oftentimes, you know, when people are buying a house like you're talking about, the neighborhood like you're talking about, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And they look at it and they say, I can do so much with this. Yeah, but when you start pulling permits, you realize you've got to move this bathroom around or change this. I want a bathroom here. All of a sudden, you think it's going to be a $10,000 job, but because you've got to do all this other stuff to bring the whole, plumbing system up to code before you can do that, all of a sudden it's a $50,000 job instead of a $10,000 job.
Because I found that out firsthand as well. You go back to the 1960s, it's cast iron pipes in the building. Then you go into the 80s, it's copper pipes, and neither one are used anymore.
Right. That's right. Now it's all that K-Pix stuff.
Yep.
And there's also some kind of weird plastic that they found out after the fact that shouldn't be in homes.
Unbelievable.
No, it's okay to be in homes if it's carrying toilet water. It shouldn't be carrying any drinking water.
Correct. Mike, there was just one more thing from the Absolute Law text line, and I think it's everybody has the same sentiments towards you, and it's just from a texter that says, wishing Mike and his family all the best, and we here on the Stan and Haney Show and our listeners, we want to pass along to you our prayers and hope everything works out okay, Mike. So just to let the listeners and Stan and Haney, we're thinking of you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I look forward to being there in person next week.
All right, buddy. And, did you get my text?
Let me look.
I gave you a text. Say it on the air, but I sent you a text. if you want to.
Got it.
Okay. And did you get the picture?
It's downloading right now.
All right.
Yeah, so now you can see the blankety blank is a lying horse sign.
Yep. And show that around the courthouse. he's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. 24-7, Mike, right?
24-7. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful sign.
I just saw it. All right, good.
yeah, 24-7, 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, the listeners know they can press 6, and they get me 24 hours a day. Gulf of Mexico, the Ionian Sea in Greece, they talk to me directly no matter where I am.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. Mike, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for the picture, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. There goes Mike Chiannopoulos.
Yeah, that was mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I didn't hear anything about that. Neither did he.
And throughout the whole...
Where is that?
It's in Fort Myers.
All right.
And throughout the whole report, they're talking to different neighbors. They had one guy who was very long-winded, who did nothing but virtue signal. But the rest of them... Yeah, it was one guy who was going, that's unacceptable, no matter even if she is a lion whore. Yep. That's just, yep. We don't do that. That's nope. Not acceptable.
Yep.
And the other neighbors were going, yeah, we know who did that.
He,
former Lee County judge.
We're going to take
and
a
I'm
break.
Like, what the? This has got to be a very deep and rich story behind
yes,
that
it does.
Sign.
And we're only going to know a piece of it when we come back. Get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney.
She would have had to have gone a long way to get that kind of treatment.
4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Name that movie in the 4 o'clock hour. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Save a tree and bash a beaver. Some love the willow and some love the pine. For the maple trees, colors involved. Some love the oak tree. But the palm's mighty fine. But I love the country most of all.
Yeah, he loves the country most of all.
Now it's always good to be planting your wood. And some days you may need a hoe. Or just use your hand like a desperate man. While you're sporting some wood, you'll be proud. Sycamore and others they gush at the redwood trees that grow oh so tall. I like the big ones with a nicely trimmed bush. Yes, I love the country most of all.
Yeah, he loves the country most of all.
A toy battery driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
That really is something.
Yeah? Sound good there.
I've just been told by Stan that this long-lost song that I did...
Yeah.
He listens to it in the privacy of his own home.
I do, because it's a nice song, one of my favorites.
And his wife doesn't seem to mind it.
Well, I usually listen to it with headphones or when she's in the other room.
Have you, and I hate to bring this up.
What?
But
what?
Have you revisited the topic of the oven with her?
I talked about it, and you know what she said to me last night about the oven?
Shot you down again?
No. She said you should buy it for your birthday. That's what she told me. If you want that oven, Stan, you should get it for your birthday. Oh, Absolute Law text line, lion whore.
Well, she would benefit.
I think, Haney, the sign was removed during the NBC2 News broadcast. There was footage.
Yeah, I saw the pickup
of
truck.
The beat up white pickup truck, I think, removing the sign. I'm not sure if it was yesterday or the day before on the news.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, we got to take this down.
And they do a great job on those reports because, you know, it's just a sign.
Yeah.
So you got to have a lot of B-roll, the sign from different angles. And then they showed the young girl reporter get into her car, take out her cell phone. Mm. They did a close-up of her dialing on her cell phone, holding it to her ear to tell you that no one would comment.
Yeah. All of these are from news reporting intro 101.
Yeah. You do a close-up of the phone while they're looks like they're dialing a number, and then it shows her concentrating and then getting nowhere.
Yeah.
Accomplishing nothing.
Yep.
But it fills out the report.
It sure does.
Because it shows you she made an effort.
Yep.
She made a phone call.
Yep. I'll tell you.
And for some reason, either the person identified as the lying whore didn't want to say anything,
right,
or the person they suspected of putting up the sign didn't want to say anything. But she covered her bases, okay? And you can see it right there on video of her dialing a phone number.
I'll tell you right now, Harry Horn's rolling in his grave.
Oh, boy.
You know, there was a local news guy.
You know, that was the old independent Weeview. And those were some hard partying, fun loving, hardcore journalists there. That was a good crew.
Sure was. Let's see. We got three things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, 6 Mile Cypress and Challenger Boulevard. In Lehigh Acres, crash, Homestead Road North and Westminster Street North. And in Bonita, crash, 3700 block of Bonita Beach Road, and right there at Diamond Jewelry. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. I don't know the last time you checked, he is the news. What can you expect? Well, right now, Haney's going to give you a bunch of headlines. You can expect to hear them, give or take, in less than an hour.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay. I hate when I drop a piece of paper into the waste paper basket and it doesn't go in.
You know what I hate?
What?
Is when you drop something between the seats of your car.
Don't even. There's a thing our old producer D-Train got me one put right down in there to stop it.
I know, but you know, really, how often does it happen to make that kind of an investment?
It happens when it happens, you wish you had it.
I did the other day. I was at the drive-through lane for the pharmacy and somehow pulled out my ID.
And it went right down under there.
And it's almost like I'd have to try to do that.
Yep. And a hand, an adult male hand, does not fit in there to reach down there and grab it.
And so with a whole line of people behind me, I got to get out of the driver's seat, open the back passenger door, get down on my knees, and try to fish it out.
Yep.
And it wasn't quick. But I guess it was a nice break in the day for the lady at the register, because she said, don't worry about it. Take all the time you need. Here's an interesting survey. We have friends, and I guess because of Facebook, the word friend may not mean what it used to mean. But they tried to quantify, what does it take for someone to be your best friend?
But I'm going to tell you right now, that's a woman's term. You never hear a guy, among other guys, well, let me tell you, who was that you were talking to? Oh, that was my best friend.
Yeah, you're right.
That was my best friend, my bestie, my best friend. No guy says that. No guy will ask you, geez, Stan, who's your best friend? That's a woman's thing.
Yeah, I think for guys, it's situational.
Yep.
Depends on what you need them for.
Oh, you got your gambling buddies. You got your going out golfing. You got your going out drinking. You got your watching football. It's
and,
your
and you always got to have one tuba player in the crowd.
I found that's not necessary.
Really?
Yes.
Yesterday, we told you how you can get paid a couple of grand to be infected with the coronavirus.
That's right.
We didn't find many takers.
No.
How about this, then?
What?
How about getting paid a grand to watch March Madness?
Now we're... Yeah.
You'd consider that.
Yeah, you and I used to go to Vegas in March a lot, and we used to go and sit in the sport book and... Watch
people lose their mind.
Yeah. Remember, that was the time I was roughed up at the the Hilton.
Sir. They call you sir while they're about to break your arm.
Yeah.
Especially after they warn you the first time and you kept doing it.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't have it. My phone was ringing.
What to do?
Yeah.
A man robbed a donut store in Portland, Oregon, using a hatchet, and the police found him about a block away enjoying one of those donuts. And finally, I just don't understand this, Stan.
What, Haney?
Well, Dateline St. Pete Beach. A man who looks just like Drew Carey punched someone in the face for saying he looks just like Drew Carey.
Oh, he's had enough. He's had enough.
But, I mean, if it's true...
He's had enough of that.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. A little bit of laughter every once in a while is not too bad. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Well, the good old coronavirus, we can't call it the Wuhan virus. That's racist.
Yep.
These people. It's causing some companies to ask their employees to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people, they already do that. It's no big deal. For others, it would be quite an adjustment. With that in mind, we're here to help with today's list of the
top
working from home tips.
Top working from home tips.
Try to accomplish at least one thing before surfing porn. To try and make your work day similar to the one in your office, fill your coffee cup with vodka. Buy comfortable office furniture, but not a footrest. That's what Rob is for.
Wow!
Wow!
I don't give a
Hey! He's the one that said you could set a beer on his head.
Yep. Like
I don't give a
like an end table. His family did it to him all the time when they were drinking.
Well, that's how he belonged.
Yeah. Tuddle out, tuddle out. All right, all right. I know my own warnings.
Toodaloo.
Create a reward system. For instance, if you finish a report on time, treat yourself to a giant rail.
Yeah.
Be sure and take short breaks from the computer so you don't end up with those weird bags under your eyes like Vince Vaughn.
You're such an idiot.
Oh, please don't start on me.
Why can't you ever do anything right?
Hey!
You know what? Why? Stop yelling at him and act like an adult, please.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
There's the two sides of the coin right there.
Oh, what? Do you think that's funny?
Yes, think you're funny.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
I'm in the jailhouse.
And finally, the very top tip from working from home.
Yes.
Avoid family, friends, or pets. Okay, in your particular case, pets. Yeah. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock line. I'm in the jailhouse now.
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 And you thought it went away.
Yeah. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. That's how you can get us an email. All right, Freddie. This is, okay. You know what? I'm going to test this out. Phone lines are clear right now, and they're going to stay clear except for one person. This is from Mike. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I can never get through on the phones to win a signed T-shirt. And when I do get through, the phone line, I think, drops. Is there any way that I can maybe get a signed T-shirt from you guys? If not, I'll keep trying. Mike, you know who you are. You wrote the email. It will be confirmed that it is you by your email address, which I have, and it's not your name. Call us right now. Rob, if somebody claims to be Mike, I will verify it with the email. Mike, if you want a signed Stan and Haney T-shirt, as long as I'm still doing emails, the offer is available. There you go.
That's
no reason at all. They're not jammed right now.
That's awfully nice of you.
A door open for you, Mike.
Is there a catch?
Yeah, because if he doesn't call in this segment, then he ain't getting a T-shirt. Then he's gonna have to try to win it. But I'm giving him right now. T-shirt's waiting for him. If he calls in now.
But you'll know if it's
him
or not.
I'll confirm it with the email address. This is from Don. Ahoy, gents. I got to put my 2 cents in about the corona. I heard a doctor on the news say people that go through the COVID-19 twice, the ones that claim you can catch it again, never got rid of it completely the first time. And go through it again. Just a thought. That kind of makes a little bit of sense to me. Keep on keeping on. Haney 2024.
Well, the problem is we don't know enough.
I know.
Anything coming out of China more than likely is a lie. And they seem to just be figuring out things as we go along.
Let me see. There's two people that evidently are claiming.
Well, there can't be two of them.
There can't be two. What do you know?
Line one is Mike, or claims to be.
Yeah.
Line two is another guy who would like to see if he can get a T-shirt signed by you guys.
No. This segment is strictly for Mike, if it's Mike.
Because he can never get through.
Yep, he can never get through. Mike, is this you?
Ahoy, Stan. It sure is, buddy.
What's your name?
Mike Huffman.
Oh, yeah. Can I?
All right. Yeah, all right. So, there's the first step. He says his name is Mike.
Now, I won't give your email off, but it finishes off with 3 digits. Can you give me the last 2 of the 3 digits?
you're breaking up.
Am I now? I want the last two digits of your email. There's three.
It's 622.
Okay, I asked for only two, but it is.
Will you accept that?
I will accept that. Hold on, and you're going to get a T-shirt, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, hold on. Get a little snippy. A little snippy.
Oh. Yeah, especially when you feel like you're being so gracious.
I am being very gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Well, he's distracted.
Never mind. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, while I realize that this coronavirus is dangerous, people need to stop panicking. It's just ridiculous the way some people are reacting. They are hoarding toilet paper, for Christ's sake. If you just use common sense, which no one, except for you guys and myself, seem to have any more of. So just stop it. Yesterday, you were talking about China and the fact that they have the world's largest supply of rare earth minerals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, guess what the country with the second biggest supply of minerals is? Afghanistan.
Well, but Afghanistan's are in the ground. China acquired all of those.
Yes, they did. So if you think that the war there is about terrorism, bringing them democracy, well, guess again, it's about getting all those rare earth minerals. Of course, that is just my opinion. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Very quickly, let's see what this guy wants. He's... What? Ahoy. Ahoy.
Hello.
Are you Mike?
I'm not Mike. I was the first caller.
You were the first caller.
I was having
caller.
The same problem. Yeah, I had the same problem. I can't ever get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to get through.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find.
Yeah, so I was wondering because I wanted to be getting one of those shirts for my wife.
Your wife?
For your wife?
She listens to you guys as well, but I wanted to surprise her with one of those shirts.
That doesn't worry you, does it?
No. That you guys are good
that
people.
That she's really in awe of us and listens to every
word
we say.
It would mean a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it would mean...
We listen to you guys in the afternoon, especially Haney's things you didn't know on our way home.
Now, will this make you look good to her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think we should.
All right, hold on. I don't know if we've got an extra petite for her, though.
Oh, medium's fine.
Medium? They run large. Yeah. Hold on. We're going to take a break.
I love that answer. Does that worry you that your wife likes it? No, you're good people.
Yeah, well, we are.
See, I appreciate that.
I know you do. You like hearing that. You like getting letters in the mail that say you're good people, too.
I do. I got a letter from a bank that told me I am so much better than you, Stan.
Yep. No, not better than me. I can show you the same letter.
No, you can't.
It's better. You're better than any of the other bank customers.
But I'm not supposed to tell anybody
and
that.
I am not a customer of your bank.
Well, of course, I'm the best. And I showed you the letter.
I saw it.
I am superior to most. Okay?
Of similar people that use your bank.
Yeah.
I don't use your bank.
I enjoy reading junk mail because they flatter me.
Yep. Stan's Name That Movie is next. We got some prizes. Today's topic.
It's become clear to us, okay. Mr. Haney. You're quite
great.
A go-getter.
clips of movies, bar scenes, at a bar. Belly up to the bar, boys.
Go through Bob Dole's FBI file.
Yeah, and name the movie where it has a bar scene. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You have tuned into the Stan and Haney Show. 96.1 on your dial. We are 96 K-Rock. Stan and Haney Show. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie in just seconds. Go over the prizes as well. But first, we know, especially now, a lot of people being told, work from home. Work from home. And Xfinity knows this. With the advancements in technology, more and more people are able to work from home than ever before. That means there has never been a greater need for a secure connection when hooking into your company's network from home to do your work.
Xfinity XFi delivers built-in Wi-Fi network security that is included for no additional cost. That is a $72 a year value.
You better believe it. That's saving some money.
So while you're working from home, both you and your company can rest easy knowing there's no threats to the network security. Get added peace of mind with a smarter, more secure home network.
Yep, get started and call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today to learn more about XFi's built-in Wi-Fi security. Let's do some traffic. Today, we'll have some movies for you. These are bar scenes. These are scenes from a bar.
I'm going to be very disappointed if there's not one particular one.
Your job, I think you'll be satisfied. We'll do some traffic. We'll tell you what prizes, and then we'll play the game. Two things on the board this half hour. Crash, Fort Myers, State Road 82 and Rue LeBeau Drive. And then we got a hit and run, Fort Myers, 7,000 block of Lake Ridge Court Southwest, right by the in-town suites in Fort Myers. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before Mark Haney and the news. Phone lines are on lockdown now. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip as we play Stan's Name That Movie. Up for grabs if you're the first person to correctly identify the film. Again, we got five of them. You may choose $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Maybe you'd like a bottle of Stan and Haney Baba Coo Saw. Your own bottle of put on ribs, use as almost like a ketchup for your burgers, dip in sauce.
It doesn't disappoint.
It doesn't. How about $50 to Tropical Breeze Family Fun Park in Cape Coral? Got that. This weekend, it's the Bonita Blues Festival, Friday and Saturday at Riverside Park in Bonita Springs. Got a pair of tickets if you want to go there. Got a pair of tickets to the Collier County Fair, which starts March 12th and runs through the 29th. And we also have a pair of tickets to go see your Florida Everblades at Hertz Arena. You pick the game you want to go to. If we've got the tickets, they're yours. 277-9600. These are scenes in bars. You just tell me the movie that scene comes from. Let's start with bar scene number one. Name this movie. I'll release the phones after the clip.
Nice. Make me an Alaskan polar bear heat on a double. Come on, come on.
Say, why don't you pick on somebody your own disposition?
Oh, please, Mr. Barroom Brawler. Don't hurt me or anything like that. Did you say a polar bear heater? No, you said it. I said an Alaskan polar bear heater.
I never heard of that.
Until now.
Until now.
All right, pay attention. Two shots of vodka.
Shots of vodka.
A little rum.
A little rum.
Some bitters.
Little bitters.
And a smidgen of vinegar.
A smidgen of... Are you going to drink this here or are you going to take it home and rub it on your chest?
Hey, that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth. Now, if you don't want this cocktail shaker to become a part of your gums, mix the drink, shut your mouth, and pay attention. Is that clear? Repeat after me. I'll pay attention. All right, let's continue. A shot of vermouth.
A shot of vermouth.
A shot of gin.
A little gin.
A little brandy.
A little brandy.
Lemon peel.
A lemon peel.
Orange peel.
Some orange peel.
Cherry. Some more scotch.
Some more scotch.
Now mix it nice, then pour it into a tall glass.
Hey, I never tried one of these. Do you mind if I take a sip?
Oh, go right ahead.
Not bad.
Bartender passed out. 277-9600.
It's eerily reminiscent of when we went fine dining.
Yes. Very, very similar. Name the movie, win a prize. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, can you name the movie?
The Nutty Professor.
It is The Nutty Professor. Jerry Lewis right there. What would you like?
Everblade's Ticket.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. That's how the game's played. Movie clip.
A little bit of gin.
Yeah.
A little rum.
Movie clip number two.
A couple of bitters.
Bar scenes. Name this movie.
Excuse us. We're not Mexicans. We're from out of town. We were wondering if you could tell us where the best hotel in town is.
There's no hotel in this town.
Great. No hotel. I could kill somebody.
Excuse me. You are the...
Yes, we are.
We have heard of you.
No kidding.
I have a message for you. The German says to wait here.
Yeah.
Well, so long as we've got some time to kill, I think I'll have a beer.
We don't have no beer, just tequila.
What's tequila?
Yeah, it's like beer.
Is it fattening?
Fattening?
Forget it. If it's like beer, we'll have some. Three tequilas.
Sure. Enjoy yourselves. I'll try not to get into too much troubles, okay?
Thank you.
Hey! Later.
It's an odd taste, isn't it?
It's probably watered down.
Hey.
Name the movie. 277-9600.
Say, are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course you have heard of us. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Paul.
What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, can you name the movie?
The Three Amigos.
It is The Three Amigos. You are correct.
Awesome.
What would you like?
Do you have any pewter mug?
I do have pewter mug. Oh, shut that dog up! Hold on. Jeez. Yep, The Three Amigos. Movie clip number three. We're talking about bar scenes in movies. Your job is to tell me the movie. First person to do it will win a prize. Still have Tropical Breeze, Family Fun Park, and Cape Coral, Bonita Blues Festival, Collier County Fair, Everblades Tickets, Babacoo Saw. Name the movie.
A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd. Because I just happen to have two 20s and two 10s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April. So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. I'm not busy at all.
Good man. You set them up and I'll knock them back, Lloyd. One by one. White man's burden, Lloyd, my man. White man's burden. Say, Lloyd, it seems I'm temporarily light. How's my credit in this joint, anyway?
Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance.
That's swell. I like you, Lloyd. I always liked you. You were always the best of them. Best goddamn bartender from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon, for that matter.
Thank you for saying so.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Yeah.
You know, you got to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, all work.
No play. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
That is a Todd.
Todd, name the movie.
The Shining.
It is. What would you like?
How about the pewter mug?
Yeah, you got the pewter mug. That's the last one of the pewter mug, though. Hold on. No more pewter mug. I got to have some to last the month. One more here. Or we could try to get 2 more in. Tight on time. Let's see if we can get through this quick. Movie clip number 4. Bar scene. Name the movie.
Listen, boys. I've had a rather emotional day. So whatever your beef with Eggsy is, and I'm sure it's well-founded, I'd appreciate it enormously if you could just leave us in peace until I finish this lovely pint of Guinness.
You should get out of the way, Granddaddy. You'll get hurt and all.
He ain't joking. You should go.
Excuse me. Excuse me. If you're looking for another rent boy, they're on the corner of Smith Street.
Manners maketh man. Do you know what that means? Then let me teach you a lesson. Are we going to stand around here all day? Or are we going to fight?
Name the movie. 277-9600. And try right here. Ahoy, who's this with a good phone connection? Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Patrick.
Patrick, name the movie.
The Kingsman.
You want to? I'll give it to you, but do you know the last part of it?
Good service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like?
Oh, you got Everblade's ticket?
I do. Hold on. There you go. All right, we got time for one more. This one is so everybody can win. I think one of the best bar scenes in cinematic history. Name, last one, name this movie, and you'll get yourself a prize.
Damn band.
You can't come in here.
What do you mean?
It's a private bar. You're not welcome.
You told me that I'm not good enough to drink here?
This bar is for bikers and truckers only. You get out!
I'm Dave Pendejo.
Take your hand off of me.
I'm gonna count to 3.
I'm gonna count to 3.
1, 2.
Now, wait a minute. There's no reason to get ugly. There's just a misunderstanding going on here. You said this bar is for truckers and bikers? Well, I'm a truck driver. If you look outside your door in your parking lot, you'll see a big recreational vehicle. That's mine. In order to drive that legally, you need a Class 2 driver's license. This bar is for truck drivers? I am a truck driver. These are my friends.
Welcome to the Twister.
Name the movie. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Especially the first time you watch it.
Yep. Love that movie.
Like, what the hell?
What the?
Cheech.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, my sister-in-law is named Caroline.
That's a special kind of name, isn't it?
It sure is. What would you like? Or what would... hold on. I got to have you name the movie first.
She knows the movie.
What's the movie?
Dusk to Dawn.
Put a from in front of that.
Put a what?
A from.
Oh, From Dusk to Dawn. I'm sorry.
There you go. That's all right, Caroline. What would you like?
The Benina Blues Festival.
Yes, sir. You're going to enjoy yourself. Hold on, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caroline, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're one in a million. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Haney. You want to wrap it up here, put a little bow on that for me there?
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Scenes from a Bar. Tune in next week. And Stan will probably have something or other that you may have heard before.
Yep.
Either that, or it'll be influenced by whatever's playing on the plane. Whatever it is, it'll be horrific. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show for a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news in just seconds. And, of course, at 6 o'clock, Rob's show will take you through your Tuesday evening. Collier County Fair, it's happening March 12th through the 29th at the Collier County Fairgrounds off Immokalee Road. Rides, live entertainment, livestock shows, and more. All this week, tickets for you to the Collier County Fair.
Did I hear livestock shows?
I'm going to tell you. Back in the day, you remember when we used to go and do our show at the Collier County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that livestock pen. Whew. I guess it's the 4-H'ers. And you're there the 2 weeks of the fair's there, and you've got the most gorgeous swine and cattle and boids, you know, your roosters. And and then you got your rabbits and all of the. And then the last couple of days of the fair, they're all gone. They get their blue ribbon, and then things are done.
Yeah.
Pork chops.
I remember doing the show out there and thinking, you know, how many times in day-to-day life do we take things for granted? You know, like not being swarmed by horseflies.
It's the truth. And you never knew mud could be so deep.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things on the board.
If it is mud.
Right. Well, it's a mixture. Fort Myers got a hit and run. 6 Mile Cypress and Daniels Parkway. And in Estero, a crash. 21,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Sun Mart. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts
right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, March 10th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, this year with Joe Biden running for president, we were all enthralled with his stories of being a lifeguard during college at a predominantly African-American pool where small children would frolic with his leg hair, and he pulled out chains to fight Corn Pop.
Yeah, remember Corn Pop?
Yeah. He's got a lot of lifeguard stories. But you know what I've never heard him say?
What?
That he saved anybody.
Yeah.
It's always about him fighting people.
Like Corn Pop.
Yeah, with chains.
Yep.
Well, he's not the only presidential candidate that was a lifeguard.
Well, that's true.
Ronald Reagan was a lifeguard in high school, and he legitimately saved 77 people from drowning.
I believe it.
As far as we know, he didn't threaten to kill anyone.
Nope. Like Biden did with Corn Pop.
Yeah.
With a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're roughly, even if Reagan was alive today, they're roughly the same age.
I think so, yeah.
So it's not like, oh, this was a different time.
Yeah. You know, you, my friend, are a superstar. You really are.
Thank you, Haney.
And you're also highly educated, but you're walking around with a worthless degree.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you.
But you are not the only superstar like that. Michael Jordan received his degree in something called cultural geography from the University of North Carolina.
Yeah, that's your physical sciences.
Because his thought, if this whole basketball thing didn't work out for him, was that he'd like to be a weatherman.
Yeah, same thing with me. The radio thing didn't work out, I could go on my degree.
Yep, and prevent disturbed young men from masturbating.
Correct, that was one
Full
of them.
Full time.
Yep. I assigned somebody to that, like I was assigned to it. I still, to this day, feel bad for that kid, and whatever happened to him, I don't know, because he's probably still alive today.
You think he's still got a basketball, Jones?
I'm going to tell you a quick story about him. I told you how when I worked at the adolescent hospital, they would have certain ones, whether it was suicide or where you had to do the one-on-ones with them. You know, kind of what they should have been doing with Epstein. And I got assigned him. Got a call in. He's in the hospital. What's the deal with this guy? They said, and it's so sad, he was 3 months shy of his 18th birthday. He was big and strong. And he was autistic. And he was at an age where the hormones were...
Well, he had a compulsion.
He had a compulsion. And you had to keep an eye on him that he wasn't going to touch himself. And your job was to prevent him from doing that.
And he's a big guy.
He's big. And to monitor how many times he was attempting this, that you had to reprimand him because he should have known.
Before he should have known?
Yes, because before
I thought he didn't know any better.
Before I got to him. Oh, and he knew. Before I got to him, the reason why he was put into the hospital, he rubbed himself raw. And it was...
He hurt himself.
It was getting to be a medical issue because infectum and all that.
Yeah.
So part of my job, because he was on like a 48-hour watch, and it was, and I was doing 12-hour shifts with this guy. And it was, I'd do 12, 12 off, 12 back on till, you know, the 48 hours were up. And that's when I think his insurance ran out, or his parents' insurance. So during the daytime, you had to take him out, take him outside. He'd still be grabbing at himself. You know how they do today now when they take their picture and they got to grab at stuff? Well, back then he was grabbing at it, and it wasn't popular to do for album covers or hip-hop. He would just grab himself through the short. And I said, do anything with this guy.
Just like constantly.
Yep. He knew, though. I'd go, ah, 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 ah. And he, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, even I know what that means.
And they said, do it. So they had basketball courts out there. And I said, what am I supposed to do with this guy? Let him shoot baskets, throw a basketball at him, just keep him off the Java Jones. And I'd go out on the basketball court, and I was taking my life into my hands. I'd go, and I'd have the basketball, and I'd go, and let's say his name was...
Jefferson?
Jefferson or something like that, Jackson. And I'd go, here's the ball. And I'd throw him the ball, and he would get that basketball in his hands and throw it back to me, but he didn't know easy throw, hard throw, distance. So I'm 6 feet from him, and he would go and throw that
wing
ball
it.
And with bad intentions. And then I go.
Oh, he was trying to hurt you.
He wasn't trying to hurt me. Maybe he was.
You said bad intentions.
It was thrown like bad intentions. It could take my head off. And I told him after a while, shoot at the basket. And he would be right near the basket, but he'd throw the ball so hard at the basket that it would hit off the backboard. The whole thing would be rocking. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So he was just like throwing it as hard as he could.
Yep. Go into your room now, Jackson. And look at the picture book of the cars or the trees, and I'll be right outside. So, okay, he wants to go look at a picture book. Well, 5 minutes goes by. I go check on him, and no, he ain't looking at the picture book. He's in bed rubbing himself raw. I said afterwards, I said, give me another assignment. I ain't doing that. But they said they had to discharge him, and they didn't know what they were going to do with him, because he was no longer a quote-unquote adolescent. He was an adult.
And he's going to be walking the streets
yep.
doing that, and nobody's going to understand his issues.
Yep. And the thing was...
But you said he knew it was wrong.
He didn't know it was wrong. You'd catch him. He didn't want to be caught, because he had been at some point in time, whether it was his family or other people that you see him and you catch him there, and it's like, whoo. And the thing that was creepy, because you used to have to take him to school too. He had a special teacher.
And, in the compound?
Yes. And I would have to escort him to the other building. You want to know something that creeps you out, and why I chose not the profession? when I would take him over, I'd say, okay, follow me. We're going to school. Here's a 6'2", big, strong guy with issues. Wanted to hold my hand. I'd have to hold his hand going over to the other.
What a nightmare. I don't even know how you got through that.
I don't know how I got through it either.
I mean, knowing you as well as I do, you're the last person that should have been assigned that job.
Yep. Hey! Then he'd tell me he has to go to the bathroom. So I'd wait outside
sure
the bathroom
do.
Door.
Sure you do. No, I know what you're doing.
What are you doing there, Jackson?
Shaking the tree, boss.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. For years you say, oh, I stand through this one of basketball. Well, that's him. And I wonder where he is. Because it ain't good. It ain't good.
Well, I mean, what were you supposed to accomplish?
Occupy his time until the insurance ran out.
Great. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'm with our friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Guys, what makes Diamond District so different from other jewelry stores in Southwest Florida?
It's our team. We have 3 master jewelers working hard daily to help customize your experience. 2 GIA graduate gemologists, a Forevermark World Ambassador, and friendly non-commissioned consultants to share their knowledge and help make your diamond buying experience the best you'll ever have.
It's our buying power. Diamond District has partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. And as well, we have traveled to Antwerp, Israel, and India to select the most beautiful diamonds and offer them to you at the most competitive prices in the world.
It's the hands-on, pour our hearts into it attitude Jason and I have had since opening in 2003. We know that every diamond that leaves the Diamond District goes on to tell a beautiful story.
When you're ready, we hope you'll begin your story with a diamond from the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News.
On the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, yesterday we told you on this program how you can be compensated with thousands of dollars if you're willing to be infected with a potentially deadly virus. We didn't find many takers. So today, a different offer.
All right.
How would you like to get paid to watch March Madness?
Sure, that's okay. I'd do it anyway.
A website is offering to pay someone $1,000 to sit and watch March Madness. You will be required to watch 40 hours of games. That's not including overtime.
That's true.
And post about it on social media and pretend you like it. Because I don't care how big of a basketball fan you are.
That's taxing.
You're watching 40 hours. Keep in mind, most of the games are not going to be marquee.
Mm-hmm. You know, number one seed playing the draw in at 64.
Mm-hmm. But then again, you are being paid to watch basketball and tell everyone how great it is.
$1,000.
If it's something you'd like to do, applications are due tomorrow night at cabletv.com.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome. I figured, you know, the virus thing didn't go over well.
Right. Yeah.
I feel very sorry for the police in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, you should. That place has gone nuts.
Virtually every weekend, they are sent out into the streets to go and be there, but they're not really allowed to do anything to Antifa. It's seriously like every weekend.
Yep.
They're down busting stuff up, raising hell, and the cops have been told they're protesters. They're peaceful protesters. So when they hit you with a brick in the face, you're not supposed to do anything about it.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And then there's the regular crime you got to deal with. A 40-year-old gent named Christopher James went into the 24-hour voodoo donut shop in Portland in the middle of the night Saturday, pulled out a hatchet, jumped the counter, and filled up a pink box with donuts of his choice. He ran off into the night. No, he didn't take the money in the register or anything else of value, just a pink box of donuts. Now, I don't want to judge too harshly, but, you know, as far as mental issues, a man with a hatchet willing to take that risk for a box of donuts, I would say might be dangerous.
Yeah, I'm looking at him.
The police searched the area and found him about a block away. Luckily, the donuts seemed to have calmed him down. He was arrested for robbery without incident because he was sitting on the ground eating the donuts.
Those were the specific ones he wanted.
By any means necessary. Yeah. If he's got to take a hatchet and scalp somebody for those donuts,
he will.
So be it.
Yep, he wants them.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I think you understand this story better than I do, because if something is a fact, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I mean, if you've only got one eye, or if you got big ears, or what, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
You got to deal with it.
Yep.
There's a 34-year-old gent named Brian Bear from North Carolina, and he was visiting St. Pete Beach last weekend to get away from it all. As he was leaving a bar, someone had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to call Brian Drew Carey.
Well.
And it seems this may not be the first time that Brian's heard someone call him Drew Carey. Because upon hearing the name Drew Carey,
yeah,
he instantly went into a completely irrational rage, punched the man in the face, beat him down. Based on the mugshot,
I see it.
He's not wearing glasses, but if you were to put a pair of glasses on him,
it's just like Drew Carey.
He was arrested for misdemeanor battery. Facts are facts, Brian.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
I saw. Remember when I went to Chicago and got rolled by the people we were staying with?
Yeah. They told you to be careful.
Yep.
It's dangerous in this town.
Yep, and they were the dangerous ones.
Yep.
We were out on the town in Chicago, and I saw Drew Carey. First time I ever saw him, working at a small club. Had to be like 1989. And he was the headliner at the club in Chicago.
And
he was funny.
You were amused by
him. Yes, he was, and he worked a little blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was during his show that you were robbed?
Could very well have been.
By the people
yep.
that were sheltering you.
Yep. Speaking of Rob, what are you eating over there? I saw you. Enjoying some delicious food over there.
No,
what do you got over there?
I had eggs with cheese.
Microwaved?
Yes.
Ah!
At a low temperature.
That's no way to live.
Soft boiled, scrambled, omelet. What do you got?
Just regular scrambled. I do have, she made me dinner. And it's Brussels sprouts. That's why
no!
I have not made that. I'm waiting for everybody to leave the building before I do that.
Not again!
And you better light the candles in here if you're bringing it
I
in
will.
Here. Rob, you had to have given it some thought. Do you believe that there's anything that you've done that caused your life to end up like this? Do you think it's a matter of karma?
Oh, yes. I don't know what, but yes, it's coming full circle.
Okay.
All right. See, the thing is, if you took a picture of them, they're beautiful.
Well, she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Picture's very deceiving. Look happy and love.
I mean, you did outkick the coverage. I'll give you that.
Absolutely. Big time.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, March 10th.
XXX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
You remember when you know, you're younger and you think if they're hot enough that you can live with it?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a big lie.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming in at 6 o'clock. He'll have some Collier County Fair tickets for you tonight, as well as a few other things. So he'll be in at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, two things showing up in North Fort Myers, and both of them are hit and runs. 4700 block of Orange Grove Boulevard, right by Grace Community School, the other hit and run up there. Hancock Bridge Parkway in Orange Grove Boulevard. That might be the same area, unless there were two right there in that area. Crash, Fort Myers, American Colony Boulevard, and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
It's Waterworks, man, and movies will get me more emotional than anything else. Like, sometimes I cry at movies not just because I'm sad. I will cry at movies because I'm happy. I will cry at movies because I'm nostalgic. Star Wars, my favorite movies of all time. I love Star Wars. I will cry at a Star Wars movie because I'm so excited to be there again. That's why I saw The Force Awakens in theaters 5 times, cried every time, and it was always at the same part. It was when Han and Chewie find the Millennium Falcon again, and Han's like, Chewie, we're home. And there it goes. And I'm not embarrassed about that. What embarrasses me is that there's stuff that happens in real life that I will not cry at. Like, I can turn on the news. I can see death, destruction, natural disasters, nothing. But every time an elderly smuggler and his 200-year-old dog find their spaceship, Waterworks. Sports movies wreck me. Doesn't matter what the sport is. It could be Hoosiers, Field of Dreams, Air Bud. I'm going to be crying at the end. Like, I've had people die in my family, and I will not get emotional. But every time Rudy gets into Notre Dame and that little hobbit runs on the field for the first time, I'm in my place by myself, like, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this gem. A man attending the Lee County Fair attacked a ride operator after the ride operator called him a racial slur. A gentleman recorded the altercation Sunday afternoon just before 5:30 p.m.
There's kids everywhere.
According to the person that shot the video, the fair operator called the man's wife a bitch. So the man walked up to the fair operator, asked him to come off the ride platform and come see him. Moments later in the video, you can hear the ride operator call the man a racial slur.
I didn't hear that. All I heard was a beep.
Yeah, because it's been edited.
I never heard a racial slur.
I'm not going to play a racial slur.
Well, how do I know if he said it or not?
Let's take it away. You can find the unedited one. He did. The man then pulled the operator and tried to drag him off the platform rails. And he grabs him hard.
I was impressed that the guy was able to maintain his presence on the platform.
Yeah. In the video, you can see the man grab the operator's neck, trying to pull him down. During the entire recording, you can hear several children crying and parents unsure what to do. Right after the attack, everyone runs off the ride. The ride operator works for Reithofer Shows.
Yeah, it's really amazing when everybody like goes into full panic mode.
It's a private company that Lee County, the fair, hires. Southwest Florida and Lee County Fair Board Director President Mike Peek was asked if he had the operator's name. He said...
Are you effing kidding me?
He does not have that information.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
He's a carny.
Yup. Let's play that video. How long is the video, Rob? It's like a... hopefully we can hear it well.
Well, I think all you hear is the pandemonium,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, let's roll it.
And if you want, after I play it, I have the isolated version of it that I can play audio.
Oh yeah, unbeeped.
No, I do have beeped and unbeeped.
No,
but,
beeped.
Okay, beeped. Okay.
Jeez, Haney.
Because I don't know that he said anything.
Roll them.
Relax.
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 Oh
my God.
Oh.
Stop.
And now the ride, right, he's directing people off the ride.
He's directing them right off the ride. Keep it coming, kids. Keep it going, right? Maintain order.
It takes so little to cause a scene.
Yes. Yes, it does. Now, Haney and I have dealt with carnies. Now, I'm not saying this one in particular. We just know because we tried to get a couple of people that used to be associated with this show to see if they couldn't join up.
And they could have.
And they could have.
But it ain't like Toby Tyler running off to join the circus.
No, it is not. It is a... How best to describe? Well, you get a pair of jeans... They give you a pair
like
of jeans.
Dickies.
Yeah, that you got to pay for. But they'll get the. I think they give you one pair and you got to pay for the rest. Breakfast is served every morning.
Well, I think
the
jeans are almost considered like a draw where you pay them off over time.
Yeah, they sleep in the trucks, the flatbed trucks and the tractor-trailer trucks. And it's a community within a community.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a home. Their home is the back of the tractor-trailer. And they go from one city to the next. And
their ride is their territory.
And their ride is... You darn right it is. You're assigned your ride, and that's your baby. And it is... people that want to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
People that maybe...
People that would like to have a job, but not really have to worry about the rest of polite society.
Yes. Maybe the pressures and the stresses of everyday life in town have gotten to them and they want to leave.
Let's say maybe you've reached the point in your life where you've had enough of jail.
Yes.
But you still want three hots and a cot.
Yes. You go and join the fair.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that do it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of jobs, they frown on excessive alcohol consumption in this particular job. If you can handle yourself, yep. Nobody's going to say anything.
And it's a lot of turnaround, and you may jump onto the fare train in, say, Lee County, but then you're dropping off of it in Midland, Texas.
Or Augusta.
Mike Chinopoulos is next. He's going to be on the phone today.
But you know what? Even if you do that, as long as you haven't burned anybody,
right,
you could catch up with them in Abilene and have your job back.
And justice is served within.
Internally.
Yep.
Yeah, that's handled in-house.
Yes, sir. Mike Chinopoulos is next. Text us your question for Mike, 239-277-9600. We'll be back right after this. We're Stan and Haney.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.